This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana will start relocating grizzly bears into the Yellowstone region to improve genetic diversity and to try to achieve the species' delisting as an endangered species. Fresh grizzly bear bloodlines are expected to arrive in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem this summer, adding genetic diversity to a population of animals that's been isolated for a century. Grizzly bears will be trapped and transported from the North Continental Divide ecosystem. If you're wondering why officials would truck in grizzly bears to an existing Yellowstone area population of nearly 1,000 animals, it's because Montana and Wyoming are trying to convince the federal government that the states are responsible stewards of grizzly bears and show that the large carnivore species no longer requires Endangered Species Act protection. The two grizzly bear populations aren't far from each other. The leading edges of the habitats are just 35 miles apart, but there has never been a documented case of a Northern Continental Divide ecosystem grizzly traveling to the Yellowstone ecosystem and procreating. Grizzlies have gone the other direction, trekking north well into Montana, but that does not accomplish the goal of creating gene flow into the isolated population. Expert grizzly trappers will be targeting animals with specific attributes. They want bears with no history of human conflict and ideally younger aged females. Wildlife officials intend to move the bears as soon as mid-June, but no later than mid-August. Montana's draft grizzly bear management plan estimates the frequency of translocating grizzlies at 2 to 4 animals every decade. The grizzly moving operation, in the absence of a natural dispersal, is also in the Tri-State Memorandum of Agreement that Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho struck to guide management of the greater Yellowstone ecosystem's grizzly bears. Although state wildlife managers have committed to translocating grizzlies into the greater Yellowstone ecosystem, the current level of genetic diversity is not in dire straits, interagency grizzly bear study team leader Frank Van Manen said. Bozeman School District 7's Board of Trustees voted unanimously to keep a book in Gallatin High School classrooms. The book, titled The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian by Sherman Alexi, is part of the 9th grade English curriculum at the school. In September 2022, Holly Higgs submitted a request to remove the book. Her request was denied by Gallatin High Principal Erica Schnee and a review committee appointed by Bozeman School's Superintendent Casey Bertram. Higgs appealed those decisions to the school board. Higgs challenged the book because of its explicit language and sexual content, claiming that the book promotes anti-Catholicism. Before the school board voted on Higgs' appeal, members of the public were allowed to make comments against or in favor of the book. Several people in the audience and almost all of the trustees said the book should stay in classrooms because the vulgar content is easily overlooked in lieu of the book's intended message. The book's message as a coming-of-age story is an important part of how its message is delivered, said School Board Vice Chair Tanya Reinhart. When I reflect on the multiple times that I have read this book, the things that I remember most in my mind are a young man sharing his story of growing up outside of a reservation, Reinhart said. Some trustees agreed the book's language could have been toned down, but the critical thinking and discussion-based learning that the book helps teach is valuable. Higgs' husband, Bryant Higgs, read a statement on his wife's behalf, which included a reading from a scene in the book where the character talks about masturbation. Higgs argued that the book promotes hate against her religion. Higgs also previously submitted a request to remove the novel The Marrow Thieves by Cherie Dimeline from the curriculum. Her challenge was based on grounds similar to her concerns with Alexi's book. The board denied that appeal last February. Superintendent Casey Bertram said Higgs' two requests to remove books are the only two book challenges in the past 4 years in the school district. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.